Lab workers say they could be overrun when Omicron takes hold in the community. The Ministry of Health claims labs can handle 62,000 tests a day, but that's disputed by the organisation that represents lab technicians, who say we're on the brink of a potential disaster. The New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Sciences president is Terry Taylor. Kia ora, Terry.
Kia ora, Susie.
Let's talk numbers, first of all. 62,000 tests a day. That's what the Ministry of Health says. What do you understand as being the capacity?
Look, they are actually correct when they say that's how many tests we could almost certainly do in a day, but that's one day. Then what happens the next day, the day after, and the day after that? That's the real concern that we've got on the ground.
Okay, so if that's surge capacity, essentially, how many could you handle in an ongoing way?
Look, I think we showed during the Delta outbreak, and things have improved around the laboratories with our capacity since then, but we were able to handle around about that 30,000 mark without having a major effect on the other diagnostic services that we provide. Mm. But as soon as we start sweeping up to the 40, 50, we're in big trouble. But just be aware, there is a caveat to all of this. Remember, at the moment, because we have a low prevalence of the virus in the community, we're able to pull the PCR samples. So that means effectively we can up our capacity by doing that. We know from what's happened in Sydney that there's going to be around about 30% positivity rate, which means we can no longer do that strategy. So
okay,
that's going
what,
to put
just,
pressure on.
Just before you go further, what is pooling a sample?
So that's pooling of, for example, five or six samples together that we suspect are more than likely going to be negative and running them as one sample. So effectively we're getting five times the testing capacity for that one sample.
Hmm.
And if it's positive, then we go back and obviously individually test them all. So that strategy will almost certainly have to go out the window during the surge.
Right. So if you're faced with thousands and thousands of tests, you're simply not going to be able to do that. So you do have to test them all individually. And how do you choose which ones to do first?
Well, clearly that's where we're waiting with bated breath, as I've said, for the strategy to come out on Wednesday. I imagine it'll be obviously the diagnostic samples, in other words, the symptomatic patients that are very ill, as well as those close contacts, will certainly become the priority for that.
Okay, but I guess the whole thing with Omicron is that it's so easy to pick up that that might not be that good a gauge?
We are going to be chasing our tail, Susie. Let's make no two ways about it. That's what's happened overseas and we're going to be in the same boat.
Are we going to get to a position where we have to ration tests?
That could well be something that has to come in. It's certainly not something that has been discussed at this stage. Again, we will wait till Wednesday. I'm sure there'll be something in the phase two of the plan for how that's going to be. We just haven't been privy to that at the moment.
Would something like the access to rapid antigen tests take the pressure off?
Look, rapid antigen tests are going to be an important part of our response going forward. Like when we've got good circulating, well, that's not a good thing to say, but when we have circulating virus in the community at a reasonable high level, the false positive and false negative side of rapid antigen tests doesn't matter so much. So certainly they're going to have a huge role in taking the acid off our main testing.
Okay, but we're not quite there yet?
No, and I think there's a lot of mixed messages coming, and I've heard a lot from the business community in the last week absolutely saying, why haven't we got them? Why aren't we doing them? If they were doing them now, just as an example, they'd more than likely have more workers sitting at home with false positives than they would actually genuine positives, and then they've got that risk of having people walking around that have got the virus. So it's not the golden chalice. It's a tool in the toolkit. It's not going to stop businesses from suddenly being able to operate or whatnot. So let's just put it where it's meant to be. It's a tool. It's part of the vaccination, the testing and the distancing and the hygiene measures to keep this virus at bay.
Thanks very much for your time this morning on Morning Report. Terry Taylor there, New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Sciences President.